Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic holding it down. Talay Don check into the building. But before we get started, I want to break it off and tell y'all what this topic is about tonight. It's about the main question is, why is it important not to burn bridges in the entertainment industry? The topic is about the people that you come across and connect with. It's good, it's best that you try to keep and maintain a long-term relationship with these people, not just for a spur-of-the-moment type of communication. It needs to be an open communication where you guys, if you can't meet in the middle, at least you can agree to disagree. But if you can't keep the ties, it's going to be often sometimes that you may have to cut the ties. But don't burn the bridge because you never know. Who is it going to be standing over you to try to give you that last chance to get back into this business? Because that can happen. Some of the people you burn bridges with, they can end up being top CEOs in this business. Well, tonight, I got some players on deck with me tonight. I want to open up the floor, ladies first. We're going to go to Diane Marchese. But before that, guys, I'm doing it, putting my cart before the horse. I usually pray, and I'm going to do that now. Lord, give us a clear mind and clear hearts that we can express in this business the things that's necessary so that we can have an open communication across the board with everyone that we come encounter with. We ask that you give us the direction that we need, that we say the right things and do the right things, and be mindful and respectful to who you are as we go forward in this business of music. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys. Welcome to the show, everybody. I have Diane Marchese, as I say. She's one of our guests tonight. Diane, if you would, please tell our audience who you are and what it is that you do.
Well, thank you so much, and I have to give it back to you for having me on the show tonight. My name is Diane, and they do call me Dimar, and I am known as the Diva Connection because it is about connections and building relationships that we go out there in the industry and make and build on that to really expand and grow within the industry.
Absolutely. Thank you, Diane, for your brief opening. We're going to also have Rico Diego. Rico, if you could, please do me the honors, tell our audience who you are and what it is that you do.
Thank you, Brother Poetic and Hip Hop National Radio, number one station, for having us on tonight. And shouts out and much love to my distinguished panel guests, Miss Diana Marchese. And a special shout out to Dante Buschi, who booked me for this radio interview. I'm Rico Diego. I'm in the building, y'all. I want to thank the fans for checking in tonight, tuning in and keeping it locked on this number one station, Hip Hop National Radio. And I'm the CEO of AK-47 Shiite Mafia Records, which is a major indie record label coming out of Manhattan, New York City, affiliated with the Clive Davis fam and Koch Records, which is E1. I shop and manage indie artists to get them record deals.
Absolutely. Okay. I have a whole bunch of people who's putting their hands up. I just want to acknowledge them, see who they are at this time. So stay with us. 954-482. I'm just going to say the first three numbers of your phone number after your area code. 954-482. Please state your name.
Hi, this is Natalie from Tony Major Events. I was invited to this great event tonight by Diane.
Okay, Natalie, did you want to speak tonight or something as well?
Well, I was invited to hear Diane speak on keeping the bridges.
Okay.
So I did want to hear her and everyone else put input in and be a part of the talk.
All right. No problem. Stay with us, okay?
I definitely will.
Okay. 954-588. 954-588.
Hello.
Okay. Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. My name is Galaxy Girl, and I am in the music industry, and I was interested about the show tonight.
Okay.
I'm also a friend of Diane, and I love her very much. She's a wonderful lady, and I'm here to support her show.
I appreciate that. I'm glad you came. If you guys would, if you would press the number one, it would put your hand down, and then when you have, you do have a question, you do want to chime in, just press one again, and that'll allow us to let us know that you wanted to speak. So thank you for joining us tonight. Appreciate you. 561-302.
Okay, that's me. Hi, Lawrence Gartell, pioneer of digital art. Saying hello to all my friends out there.
Okay,
thank
awesome.
You for inviting me, Diane. Hello, Natalie, Galaxy Girl.
Okay, appreciate that. Just if you would, just press the number one. Got to put your hand down. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Diane, I see you got your supporters here. Thank you for joining us, Diane. If you would, please give us your opening statement to why is it important not to burn bridges in the entertainment industry.
Because you never know what's going to come up, when you're going to need that contact down the road for a project or an event or a video that they're going to need you or you're going to need them. It just goes back to basics. You always never burn bridges in the industry because the industry is that small. There's always something that's going to come up that's going to have a fit for you.
Absolutely.
And
that's very important because most people, man, they're not paying attention to. They're just trying to get it, but they're not looking at the overall outcome of what it is to keep that relationship going. And sometimes relationships are hard to maintain because you have to deal with those people's ego. You have to deal with their personality. So you have to keep a good balance with those people. It seems like you're doing a good job, by the way, Diane.
Well, thank you for that. You know, building those relationships and keeping those bridges open, you know, to be able to cross them and come across people in the future. You never know where that's going to lead you, you know, and that's really what it's about. And this industry it's a small industry, yet it's so big. And, yeah, you do have to deal with people's egos and different things that are going on, but you know what? Those people are eventually going to need you, just like you think you need them right now. So it's a key factor in really just making a bond with people.
Absolutely. Stay with us, Diane. Appreciate that. Rico Diego, what's up, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Give us your opening statement.
Well, okay, again, I want to thank all the listeners for checking in and keeping it locked today on the number one hip-hop national radio. And this is Rico Diego, a.k.a. 47 TI Mafia Records, Manhattan, New York City. Basically, I just would like to input that if you try to go along and do business it with the basic philosophy that you treat the other person the same way that you want to be treated, and that's basic with starting with respect. And if you have to disagree, then you disagree with respect and you keep it moving. So I try to keep that principle, and I see that the people that utilize that principle I've seen have been able to maintain networking and their contacts and go on to bigger and better things with the assistance of those that want to assist them. And if they did disagree, then they disagreed in respect so that person's name
and the character will always have a good ring to it, no matter what.
And that what you said is, I mean, those are some serious jewels that you just dropped there, because it you need for it to ring in people's head the type of person you are, because believe me, word of mouth travels. You can get real far just by word of mouth and by the respect of the people around you, but you can also come to your demise by those same people if they know that you're not going to treat them right. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, I agree totally. And at the end of the day, as you're climbing in this entertainment field, at a certain level, the circles are very small, and their interaction with those circles are even smaller. So you definitely will know or hear of someone in that circle. There's no escape in that circle. So it's a very tight circle. You know, cream rises to the top. And at the end of the night, in entertainment field, the cream is real small up at the top. So you're going to intermingle, and you're going to know, or you're going to hear about people in that circle. There's no escaping it. So keep the circle tight, keep your name right and your game tight, and always start and end with respect, and you should be okay. Wherever you go.
Without a doubt, man. I like your poetic measures that you dropped down. So, Diane. Could you piggyback off of what he just said?
I mean, everything that he said, you know, respect in this industry is key. And keeping your name clean and just really down to earth and keeping yourself humble is a key factor. And exactly like he said, you know, respect is a big factor in keeping your circle tight. Your tribe, you have to build your tribe. You know, your tribe will follow. And keeping it tight and real and really knowing that, you know, building those relationships and having respect for others in the industry is just a key factor. I mean, it's just, that's the way we roll.
Well, definitely keeping it. Go ahead.
I think a lot of the youth out there, you know, they think it's all about the music and just what they can do, you know, on a piece of equipment, and not really knowing about building the really solid relationships with the people out there in the industry and shaking hands and just really building that circle. It's not just about the music.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you something. What I find, this is what I find. I find that a lot of the music artists, once they leave the studio, they really don't, most artists don't have a way of marketing themselves, and they need to connect with the people that do. And in order to do it, it's someone who knows someone who knows someone who can take you to that next level. But if you don't make those right connections, you're trying to do it all by yourself, then you're doing everything that's really against the protocol of doing this business. It takes teamwork. Wouldn't you agree?
Definitely. I always say, you know, you can never have success alone. You cannot do it alone. No matter what you do in life, you know, in business, in the industry, you can't do it alone. You have to have a team around you that supports you and that you know that is there for you. And that's how you're really going to rise above the rest, is really knowing when you get out of the studio how to really build those relationships and surrounding yourself with people that are going to take you there. This is not an I team. This is a team. You have to have that circle of influence around you, you know, to really make it to the top.
Yeah, this is Rico Diego, and I agree 100% with what Queen Marchese just said, that and what Poetic is emphasizing, that teamwork makes a dream work 100%, and there's no I in teamwork.
Absolutely, and I'm going to welcome to the show one of my teammates who actually helped me do a lot of the things in the background, putting things together, and that is Neil McKinley. Neil McKinley, welcome to the show. I saw
you. Good evening. How's everybody doing tonight?
Everybody's doing fine.
aren't we all? I just think this is an awesome topic. Great. So we were talking about this morning, and it's a great topic. Basically, you know, about, you know, don't burn your bridges. However, you know, I heard that we were all talking about a team, and there's no I in team. It makes you have a great team. But be able to check your team, too. Because, and also, you need to be able to roll and represent your team. Because sometimes, like, you may be somewhere new and your team can't be with you. But just know, wherever you go, your team is there with you. So you have to know how to carry yourself in a way that's going to be representative of what you represent. So you can't just be like, oh, I'm going to go out and act a fool tonight, but I'm a part of this team. Guess what? Your team is right there with you, seen and unseen at all times. So we always have to be mindful and cognizant of how we're representing not only ourselves. When you're a member of a team, you have to know that no matter what you do, your team is right there with you. You can be in court. You can be anywhere. Or you can just be out networking at, like I'm here in Hollywood. You might be at a party or something, and your team, like, out, you know, you're in Florida, I'm in L.A. But guess what? I run into people all the time. And if I'm talking to someone about Hip Hop Now, so I better best believe that you need to represent your team. So we have
Amen.
To be really, we have to be mindful that we have to represent one another. And if someone that in the team is out of line or kind of crazy, you have to say, guess what? Pull them to the side. Guess what? This is about all of us. It's just not about you. But if you think it's about you, we send you on in love. So you're not burning a bridge, but you have to know how to streamline certain parts of your team, how you represent the team, and how you move forward. There's sometimes you may even be able to create new bridges for another branch of the team as well. So everyone, not only, you know, yeah, you have a close-knit team and you're huddled together, but you can't just huddle together because the world is going to keep spinning. So everyone has to know that, guess what, I got a new opportunity for us. This might be a good opportunity for us. It's not about me. It's about us. So you always have to remember when you're branching out and you're looking for another branch for the team or something that can assist the team, check it out before you bring it to the house. That's all I have
to say. Amen. This is Rico Diggle. Amen. Sister, I missed Sunday school, but that was church right there. Praise y'all. <Thanks a lot. laughs>
You know.
Amen to that.
I'm happy to be here as always, you know, right. But it, you know, and the more that we grow here in this Hip Hop National Network, we're all become a member of the team, but we're, you know, we're always knowing that, like, just, I just met y'all online right now, and we're doing this live broadcast across the world. Guess what? The world is becoming part of this team, but we always have to keep our eyes open on who we let in the house.
Amen. This Rico Diggle, AK-47, she had him off the record. If I could just addendum to that marvelous inspiration that the sister just gave, part of being the team and being a part of the team is that you put the team first. Even if you're the leader, the team should be above the individual. And that goes with representing. If you're out as an individual, you have to remember that the goal or the project goal of the team should override your individualism if it would jeopardize the integrity of the whole team. So sometimes the head has to become the tail or the middle of the snake and not the head of the snake that would allow the snake to get its head chopped off if it's not coming correct.
Wow. That was pretty
That's
good.
That's like a riddle of the sphinx. I'm just throwing some riddles of the sphinx on y'all. It's all good. We choose love over hate.
Diane, what you have to say in response to what he just said?
You know, I love the snake little scenario there, but there's also something that a national motivational speaker once I heard him say, and it is about the team, and it is about, you know, putting the team first. But this is how it goes, guys. If you're on a plane and that oxygen mask comes down, okay, what do they tell you to do? Put it on your face first, because you cannot help the rest of the people on the plane unless you help yourself first. So you have to get your head and your mindset straight within yourself.
I
to
just
know
told you this, Al.
That you can go and help the rest of the team. Because if your head and
that.
Your mind is not straight on, correct, you cannot be
helping the team, and you cannot give them the oxygen that they're going to need. So the first thing you need to do is get your mind right and get yourself right and make sure that your head is in the right place to go ahead and do this thing that you want to do and make those right connections. And, you know, Mr. Alvin Day, he's the gentleman that I learned that from, and it stuck with me every day of my life because he said, you put the mask on yourself first and get your mind and yourself straight before you go out there and try to build a team or help anybody else.
I have to ask you this. Did you and Mia have a conversation prior to this point? Because I swear.
No, we have not.
I swear. She just, Mia, you, I see that you're here. I see you just went over this with me, and that's reality. We did just have that conversation.
I just said that.
I swear to you, Diane, I swear it sounds like you guys got on the phone together. Because she just went over that. She said it just that way. But I do agree with that.
That's great talk.
Mia, if you would, please take over just for a second. I have to answer this phone. They called me like four times in a row. This is my kids. Please.
Okay, so you are just that hot. Hey. Okay, so I really love this topic, but, you know, we were talking about this, about the whole bridges and make sure you don't burn a bridge. But there's sometimes when we meet people in this industry that you just have to let them go. Or you have to deal with them, like I was saying this morning, we were on this conference call, we were saying, sometimes you got to deal with some folks with a long-handed spoon, as a lot of our grandmothers used to say. And you don't want to burn and say, you know, cut them out. You never want to do that. You know, and that's something I learned from, I hate to say it, from an old Russian dude. You never want to get into confrontation. This is a billionaire friend of mine. You never want to get in confrontation, but you will always want to apologize and say, I'm sorry you feel that way. I apologize for any confusion. You're not apologizing because you did anything wrong. You're just apologizing for any confusion, letting them know I'm about to get you away from me.
Right.
Thank you very much for your time.
Awesome.
Maybe we can revisit this at another time.
Definitely.
This way you're not burning a bridge because you never know what comes around. That person may need you to give you $1 million for a big multi-million dollar deal. You're the only person they have to come to. But because you were kind enough to let them go in a smooth, kind way, representing your family, your team, they'll be like, wow, they didn't even get upset. They didn't show no emotion. Right. In the meantime, you're burning on the inside. But you have to trust in God. We have to trust in the universe. You have to trust in the Almighty, that whatever we want to call it, that it's always working together for our highest good. So no need to curse someone out and say, well, you know what, you don't never got to talk to me again. Never got to go there. We never have to go there. Because once we go there, we're actually messing up, we're dirtying up our team. So it should always be like, you know, and I'm sorry you feel that way. Drop your voice. I'm sorry, you know, I apologize for any misunderstanding. Maybe we can revisit this at another time and get to stepping.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? But that's a smooth way of letting them go nicely. They'll be in the circle on another plane. Maybe y'all will meet again some other time. But at least you know there's no bad feeling. Because, you know, once you put that dissension in the air, it always comes back to you in another form. So no need in re-inviting dissension in another form. And they'll be like, okay, talk to you later. They have no clue. You're just like, please get away from me so I can handle my business and get my team to the next level so we can keep it pushing. So that's just a good solution. You know, we have to be about solutions for our team. We have to be about solutions for the bridges that we build too. And when we build these bridges, we have to know, guess what? What type of bridge are you building? Are you building a bridge that's going to be a financial benefit? Is it going to be an emotional benefit? Is it going to be something, a bridge to another bridge? You know, and think about it before you bring it back to the house, I always tell people.
All right. I'm going to ask you, Rico, what's your feedback on what how could you piggyback on what Nia just said?
Oh, Queen Mia, that was some boss lady talk, and actually I needed to hear that because, you know, I'm daily going through these situations where sometimes they lead to positive things, and then sometimes they lead to we have to part ways and we're not agree, but we have to agree to disagree. And pretty much I stick by contracts to hold a person to their word, but the contract is just a paper with writing on it. And again, I think what Queen Mia just said shows that you can leave with class. You know, you can always maintain your class, and that's something that you can't buy. And, you know, it's earned by your word and your honor and your respect. And that's something that's given to you. People respect your class. They might not agree with you, but they have to say at the end of the day, hey, Mia or, you know, Rico or Queen Marchese or Poetic, you know what? I didn't agree with them, but the way they left me, that was some classy. That was a classy move right there. You know what I mean? And that's just like it's a smooth operator thing. That's some boss move right there. And I agree 100% with what Queen Mia said. I'm glad she reminded me because I have to check myself constantly to maintain my class and my ethics. You know, when somebody is doing everything possible to take me outside of that perimeter that I need to maintain the integrity of my label and my name. So I'm glad I heard that tonight. Thank you for putting that in the conversation. And I'm definitely going to try my best 100 to always maintain that when I'm interacting, doing business. And people don't agree with me.
What I'd like to add to that is just because, you know, they're not agreeing with you at this time, and maybe, you know, you got a little snappy with that person and you didn't really handle it right. And then a little later on down the road, they're working on some big project and you're thinking, wow, you know, I want to be part of that project. Oh, I know that guy or I know that contact. You know, I talked to him. Think about that before you go and get snappy, before that happens, because you're going to go back and say, damn, I wish I didn't burn that bridge with that person, because now look what they're doing, and I could have been friends with them, I could have got in with them, I could have, you know, maybe they would have come back to me. Yeah, it's exactly in the lane that I, you know, of what I'm doing, and I wish I wouldn't have, you know, acted that way or said something like that. So think about what you say before you say it and before you burn that bridge, that you might have to cross back over it. And you're going to be stuck without it, and you're going to be thinking, man, I really wish that I would have been a little more cordial with that person, because now look what's up.
All right. Guys, I just want to tell you we got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. But before we go to the break, I do want to acknowledge a caller, 219-713. I saw that you raised your hand, and I just want to make sure we acknowledge your question or comment.
Appreciate that.
Go ahead. Tell us where you're calling from and what's your name and where you're calling from.
This is Rip from Phoenix Legacy Records. I was just calling.
Okay.
I'm really just listening to y'all and getting a, you know, just getting a feel for it or whatever. I know what y'all was talking about as far as, you know, burning bridges and this and that or whatever. And some people don't give you a choice. You know, in this game right here, the way I feel, you know, I think it's 60% games and 40% serious as a whole total, you know, package of the rap industry, the hip-hop industry. Because, you know, a lot of times or whatever, it's never really just about the music. It's got a whole lot of, you know, ass-kissing, I think.
Do me a favor though. Because I have pastors and everything tuning in.
Okay.
I have some major industry players too. So I just be respectful for the people that I know who's tuning in. That's
all
okay. Go ahead.
I think I can't really explain it or whatever, and the only thing I can say is I think it needs to be a little bit more about music or whatever. I think a lot of times you know, a lot of artists and a lot of other people, they get caught into the moment and they get caught into the fad and they get caught into everything else that's around the music or whatever. And I just feel like, you know, for example, I think all the older artists back in the past or whatever still outweigh the newer artists of today or whatever, because I feel like the younger artists just don't respect the game as the older artists did. So I feel bad for the game because I like to listen to music or whatever a real lot, and I kind of find myself a lot of times tuned out, and for someone that really heavily loves hip hop and rap, I'm catching myself listening to the beat of R&B, then wanting to hear what they're talking about in half of the generation that is today.
Awesome, man. Thank you for coming in, placing your opinion right here on Hip Hop National, man. We appreciate it. I hope you stay with us and keep it locked and loaded for the entire topic, because that's what it's about. We're coming together as a community. Like you say, you used to like the rap and this and that. Well, by us talking about it, we can start being about it and start making a change in the industry where we come to a common ground to understand each other as we go forward and what others like. So that's basically what our program is about, and it's about building bridges and crossing bridges so we can cross those bridges and never burning those bridges. We'll be back in just a moment. Here's Bamboo with Born Again. Stay with us. Born again, born again, again. Born again, born again, again. With my back against the wall, I'm out of my mind, so you know I go off. I can't look back, so I gotta move on. If you feel how I feel, then you know I'm so gone. You can catch me running, running. What I need is a sin, but I'm back on the road for a high living. Yeah. Going for my bankroll, working hard for the bread, and I lay low. Yeah. Back on that real ish, from the bottom to the top, you gon' feel this. Going hard for the miracle, yeah. Hustle 24/7, 9 till the phone. Yeah. Never take a break, that ain't in the cold. Never gonna break, I ain't fake like a day show. Getting something done as the day go. Came from the bottom, trying to be uno. Never press on the brakes, what I do know. Going crazy and insane.
You're ready to go, ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products, starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Are you in need of studio recording, beats, graphic designs, photography, artist consultation, or duplication? Then you need to see my main man. That's right. You need to swing by and holler at KB at Big T Studios inside Big T Plaza in Dallas, Texas, where we're more than just a studio.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic holding it down for Lady Di. Actually, Lady Di is, this is her real week for her birthday. She's celebrating her birthday. I forgot to check that on the calendar, so that's why Lady Di is not with us tonight. So just wanted to put that out there and let everybody know I'm holding it down in her placement. We're talking about why is it important not to burn bridges in the entertainment industry. And my guest tonight is Diane Marchese with Diva Connections. And then we also got Rico Diego with his company. Just make sure I say it right, guys. Sometimes I get it a little tongue twisted. It's AK-47 Shife Mafia Records. So that's who's joining us tonight, definitely. And they are loaded with information on why is it important not to burn bridges in this entertainment industry. Diane?
Yes.
Got a question for you. As far as emails is concerned and the texting and the social media today, sometimes you can type something and to execute it, execute what you're trying to say, and what the person read is a little different from what you were trying to communicate. Do you feel that social media, without a conversation over the phone, that it could come into an effect where it could actually cause a miscommunication that can sabotage?
100% on target. Social media is great to go out there and brand yourself, but if you really want to communicate and really get your message out and make a real connection, you've got to pick up the phone. Because what you text or email in writing, they can't hear your voice. They can't hear your passion. They can't hear your conviction in what you believe in of what you're trying to get the message across to them. So being out there in the public and actually, you know, talking to people and communicating on that level is key to building a successful tribe. So social media is good in a way that they can go out there and brand themselves and you can get your message out on a, you know, mass media message. But if you really want to make a connection, and I have some guests on the line, I want to thank them for being on the line, but I could never have built a relationship with the guests that are on the line, and there's some prominent people on this line that are listening to you by just texting them or emailing them. It's about going to lunch. It's about shaking their hand. It's about showing up at their events and just really going out there and building the connection and making the bridge. You have to build the bridge. It doesn't just pop up by itself. And social media is not going to go ahead and build the bridge. It's going to maybe get you started. But
and let's cross one of my bridges that we cross, how we cross paths. Who invited you to the show today? Who told you
about
it? That
was Mr. Dante and, you know, a friend of his that I met out over a year ago. We connected, Mr. Hollywood, and we just, you know, built the bridge. We started connecting. We kept in touch with each other. We call each other. You know, yeah, you hit up on Facebook a little bit, but just, you know, really connecting. And then after him really getting to know me and who I am, he now put me in contact with Dante. And so I've had long conversations with Dante and just building that with him. And then from there, look today. Now I'm on your show and building a bridge with you. We're here in South Florida, you know, with events going on to help you with Hip Hop National and taking that to the next level with everything we have going on. And that was building a bridge, and that was making a connection because we were actually out there shaking hands and meeting people and, you know, rubbing elbows with the right people in the community. You have to be around the shakers and the leaders, the movers and the shakers. And text messaging, email, and that ain't going to happen that way.
Absolutely. Praise God for the connection. I wanted to mention that because I'm just tying it into how building a bridge, for one, really be proactively building the bridge allows you to cross bridges with other people that you have never met in your whole life.
Yeah.
Was burning bridge, get that same information out there, but in a negative way, and burn every potential, all the potential that you could ever have.
Oh, that kills
me.
People do that.
Yeah. So, Rico.
Yes, sir.
Let's piggyback off of what Diane was saying.
Okay.
And as far as the text messaging and stuff, what do you feel about that?
Okay, Bismillah, Rico Dago, AK-47, CI Mafia Records. I want to give a special shout-out and much mad love to your esteemed co-host, Lady Di, wishing her a blessed and safe birthday celebrations with her family and friends. And even though she's not here physically, her spirit is here for inspiration. And I always keep it locked on number one hip-hop national radio when I'm flying in the air or I'm cruising through the hood. In response, as an addendum to what Queen Diane just exposed on as far as the internet interaction, I agree with her 100% that the internet is good for branding or promoting, but to implement some connects that are worthwhile, you have to meet the person in person and talk to them, you know, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, you know, as we say in the industry, press the flesh or whatever, you know what I mean? And that's always good. You know, the internet is, I think, is overrated as far as building connects. I agree you have to go to the event, see the person, and just show up. Sometimes your physical presence means more than just words, you know, or just internet interaction. By you actually taking a time out to go and attend an event or meet a person, that says a lot about you, and that says a lot about your intent on what type of business or personal relationship you may wish to have with that person. And again, I just want to tell everybody, thanks for checking in and listening, the fans out there and our supporters, and always keep it locked on number one hiphopnationalradio.com.
Rico, I'm going to ask you, What bridge did you cross today to connect with, to be on the show today?
Okay, thank you for asking, sir. Okay, Mr. Poetic. What happened, I admit the outstanding grinder, Mr. Dante, again, who's a great asset to your company. I had met Dante through the internet probably about a year ago, and we had just been doing the internet contact and supporting each other offhand, like, you know, go Dante or, you know, woo, 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 like that. And then Dante, we decided to go a little further in our internet contact and actually, you know, try to do some business together just about a week ago. And I said, hey, Dante said, hey, Rico, let's really, you know, do something and make something happen. And then he presented this wonderful opportunity to be on this radio interview, and I really appreciate it. And he's a great example of a grinder. So anybody out there that's looking for a great grinder and connect, get with Dante and hiphopnationalradio.com because they definitely got the internet on lock. You heard?
Thank you, Rico, man. I appreciate you, man. You're a great cheerleader, brother. Stay there.
Thank you, sir. I'm just getting the love, you know, love over hate, you know, and I had the chance to talk to you earlier. Poetic, and, you know, we joined at the hip, already told you that, you know, because, you know, the love is there, and I'm always looking for love, especially in the industry, you know, because love, you know, lifts you up. Behind the business, you know, is the love. You know, if you can make money with people that you like, that, you know, that money, that makes it a little bit more enjoyable, because at the end of the day, at a certain point, it's just paper and ink, and it's only so much zeros after that, you know what I mean? So I like making money and spending money with people that I got love for. It just makes me sleep better at night.
All right. Stay with us, Rico. Appreciate
that.
Yes,
sir.
I'm going to go to 954-588. Thank you for waiting patiently. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment.
Hi, this is Galaxy Girl. I've been listening to all of you, and it sounds beautiful what you just was talking about. I do believe that love and unity and respect is what really keeps us together, and those are the bridges that we don't want to burn. And I think the more bridges, the more global consciousness we will gain, and the more we can spread the word of love and unity and all these positive vibrations around our not only our friends but our even the strangers that we meet. I think that's what's going to make us more successful in our own way. So I truly believe in love, and I believe that we should all be together like the leaves on one tree.
I like that. I really do. I like that a lot. Because honestly, if you notice on a tree, they all dance together. They move together. They sway together. And it's a rhythm. All to blow us fresh air between each other. So I totally agree with that.
For all of us. So there's only really one God. We're all under that one roof. We're all in the same boat. I think the more bridges, definitely that's the way to go. And respect, love, beautiful, unity. I think that's a very good thing. And even when people are not thinking in that way, I think if we put that consciousness out there, that brings the bridges stronger and builds us more ways to connect to other people. And the more, the merrier.
All right. Stay with us. Thank you. Appreciate your comment. Nia, I'm going to ask you. Social media. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
well,
I'm going to ask you.
Social media. Well, you know, I'm always throwing a little salt in the game, but social media is great, and it's all well and good. However, just because someone wants to friend you, especially if you're on your business site,
I think you missed the question. Does social media, because of social media, with the light of the questions of the things that's happening in social media, people are relying on social media to communicate with other people. But often the message get lost. And because the message get lost, sometimes you can sever ties with somebody when you didn't even mean to because of something they read it wrong from the way you tried to say it. Texting and emails, they are impersonal. They don't really communicate effectively whereas your voice has a different level of communication. Will you agree?
I got the answer for that. Because sometimes when you answer a question, it's always good to reiterate. When you answer a question, it's always good to reiterate what the person has said so that you can, so it's confirmed that you've understood what they said so they can confirm what they meant. So say they say something like, what do you mean I can't go on the air right now? And, you know, maybe you're in a rush and you say, well, you can't go on the air right now because it's always good to answer the question with a part of the statement of what was asked of you. This way it's confirmed of what was meant in the initial question or the initial part of the conversation to be said. So this way it's almost a little bit of a slight confirmation to help ease the transformation of what the actual topic is. Does that make sense?
No.
Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like sometimes you have to say, well, you know, instead of saying what I mean is, or just say, to answer your question, in order for us to, the reason why you can't be played is, and then you answer the question. This way they understand exactly how they came across, or if they need to reiterate the question, so to speak, or the statement. Maybe they just choose to not understand you. Maybe they're just upset that they're not getting their way. So you basically have to say, you know, not trying to have any confusion, or me, apologize for any confusion. I'm always apologizing for any misconception or confusion because I always want everything to be love, peace, and harmony. But it's always good to reiterate what the other person said and then go on with your comment. This way it helps them understand what you understand. So they can say, oh, well what she thought I said was da-da-da. Instead of them jumping hard on you and saying, well, what I was trying to say was, they can say, oh, she misunderstood me. Let me reiterate it. This way you're telling them how you already interpreted it so that there's no dissension, or you've at least quieted the fire a little bit, if there is a fire at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, this is a question I got actually from Diego earlier today, and I'm gonna state it. This question is, it says, he said, why is it important to be thankful and grateful for every little thing that moves in your career? He said it's appreciating those little things and letting people know that you appreciate them. Diego, I'm going to let you start that off. Kick it off.
Okay, thank you for choosing one of my questions in response for to bring in this discourse. And it goes back to what Queen Dinah was saying about humility. I think humility is a shield that people, it's an unspoken robe, if you could, that you could wear. And people recognize that, especially in this day and age when it's, quote, all about me, the I, and that seems to be the number one philosophy that's being pushed. So when you have humility and you're grateful for every little thing that comes your way or that moves your career forward, that way you don't miss a opportunity that you thought was insignificant, or you don't miss the opportunity to have a connection or a person that could really help your career, and you thought that they were what they did, or that they themselves were, quote, little, so that you're not grateful or make them known that you're thankful for, then you miss that opportunity. So if you appreciate everything that comes your way, then it's like you're going to Vegas, you're covering all the odds. That if I play to win. So I would play. I could never lose. So that's how I go. So I just say if you're thankful for every person and everything that happens in your career that moves you forward, that way, in my opinion, you can never lose in the entertainment field. You're covering all the bets. So how could you lose?
Absolutely. Thank you, Rico. Diane.
Yes, sir.
What do you say to that question about being thankful for all the little things, appreciating the people around you, and letting them know that you appreciate
it? Amen to that, because if you don't appreciate the people around you and you are not, you know, really down to earth in the industry that you're in this entertainment industry, it's going to come back and get you. You have to give thanks and really just, you know, be appreciative for everything, even the trials and the tribulations, because the things that you go through that you're thinking, man, this didn't happen, man, you know, I wish, you know, that was that way, and you're like all upset because it didn't go your way. Well, guess what? Those are lessons that are going to get you to the next level so that doesn't happen again. So you have to even be appreciative of the hard times and the times when, you know, it doesn't look so great. You really have to be appreciative of that, because those are the things, you know, every no leads to a yes, and every trial and tribulation leads to a victory. But again, I'll always go back to, you have to get your mindset right to think that way and to really understand and know that the universe is always going to bring what you put out there. And if you're not appreciative and you're not blessed and you're not thankful, and guess what? That's what's going to come back to you every time. So count your blessings and just be thankful and be appreciative of the people around you, whether they're doing something for you or not, because it's not about what they're doing for you all the time. It's about how you're going to go ahead and help them too.
All right. All right. That sets you up, just to segue right to Mia. About Mia in the universe. Mia, that's what you're coming there. Mia, you with us?
I'm here. I'm like, how did I know I was up next after that? I just knew it. And that's great. And I, you know, that's my language, the universal language. I speak the same language. However, there's another thing, too. I'm thankful for all the haters. I'm thankful for all the dissension, things that come up against, that comes up against us and our career and our team, because it just gives us a chance to grow and to go back to know how to handle it humbly and with humility and with class. And I think when you're grown enough to know how to handle stuff instead of coming up with dissension, all you can do is grow from that. And I'm thankful for dissension. I'm thankful for any trials. I'm thankful for any tribulations, because all it does is just make us. As a friend of mine, when I train on the weekends, we just say train harder. We train harder. We go harder every single time. And you just push that barrier, but with humility, as the brother was saying earlier. So I'm grateful for not just the little things. I'm grateful for the big crazy stuff that comes at me, or that comes at me and my team. Because no matter what I do, I represent the team, the Hip Hop National team as well. But if things come at us, we have to be grateful that we know how to push through that stuff, stay focused, and move through it like water and steel.
I'm gonna say it like this. Coming from the chat room, this is actually Admiral Flavor, one of our team players. He says, God will put you through hell just to get you to heaven. And knowing that, you got to know that you're gonna go through the fire. But he has your back, and he's going to help you get through it. So some of these things, sometimes when you're going through something, you can't just think it's when you come across somebody, I'm just saying, and this person treats you in a negative way, you got to treat that person with kindness, because God, if you got God in you, that's how he would expect for you to react. Regardless if they've become kind of enemies of yours, but when you start spitting fire back at them in an enemy way, remember, you're putting that out there and it can come back to you and haunt you to burn you. But if you treated that person right, all that person can really be left with to say to you is, he treated me right. He didn't burn this bridge. He'll know that he has to check himself, and not something that you caused or did to them, because you will come across those snakes. You will come across those people, but it's how you react to it. At the end, I'll go straight back what this brother just said. God will put you through something, take you through hell to get you to heaven. And sometimes in that light, you're going to go through it. Just know that. God's got your back, because he said, though you walk through the valley in the shadows of death, I shall see no evil. I'm not preaching to you, but it's true. So, anyway, get off the church thing for a minute. I'm gonna ask you, Di.
Yes.
And this is another statement coming from Rico today, and we'll start it off with you. When it comes to volunteering and interning in this industry, what is the importance of volunteering and interning in this industry? Sometimes an internship will cause you to build a bridge and turned out to be something that could probably promote you to another level in life. But it depends on how you handle that internship. Because often you come in there not knowing that you're not going to get paid for the intern, but then you come in and say, I did this and I did that and I did that. And all you do is spit fire to these people when they were trying to help you and connect you in this career, because this is like you, everyone agree here, this is a tight niche business. Interning sometimes for an organization can help you get to the next level, but it depends on how you handle that intern. Would you agree, Diane?
Volunteering, you know, is key. It's one of the things that I preach from the platform. Whether, you know, interning is big, and you have to be so appreciative of that opportunity because those people really are giving you an opportunity that is, you know, they're putting themselves out there, their business out there, their label out there, their industry out there for you. And if you don't represent and you don't learn from your mentors and the people that are trying to help you, you're always going to stay just mediocre. And so interning, you know, you have to go in there and give it your all. Give it like it's your label. Give it like it's your song. Treat it like it's nothing you've ever seen before, because that's going to come back to you tenfold. That's going to show how your ethic is and how you as a person are going to, you know, grow in the industry within yourself. So, you know, internship, whether you're getting paid or not, you know what, if you have to go to college and you have to pay to learn what they're going to teach you, that's an education. That's a gift. To be able to intern in a company like that is a gift for you to be able to intern and someone take you on like that. Because if you have to pay for the education and the experience that you're going to experience while you're doing that, there's nothing that can come close to it. So it is key to do it, to make sure you get in with someone that you're interning. Go to their events, even if you're not interning. If someone's having an event, show up, volunteer. Don't ask permission to volunteer. You know, I tell people all the time, I do a lot of events. I have two big events coming up in South Florida, one August 16th and another one next weekend, the 27th, and anybody wants to know about those here in South Florida, they can hit me up. But what I'm saying is that you show up at an event and you volunteer without even being asked. People are like, why are you cleaning up the tables? You're a guest. And I said, oh, just because I want to help. You guys did a great thing. I just want to do you know, give back because I really got a lot out of your event. And you know what? That's put me with some of the top key leaders in the industry. Don't ask for permission to volunteer to help. Just show up and do it with your heart and with grace, because it will come back to you not tenfold but thousands of tenfold over and over and over again. So it is key in growth and in development and really putting yourself out there. Those leads and contacts that you're going to make and those bridges you're going to do by doing that and volunteering with your heart and acting like it's yours is priceless. Can't put a dollar value on that.
Thank you. Thank you, Diane. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Rico.
Yes, sir.
What's your input, sir?
Bismillah, I agree 100% with Queen Diana. Just for my personal experience, you know, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Thomas Waples III, rest in peace. Father Tracy Waples, he brought me in the game to the Clive Davis family. And how I got to him, I volunteered, you know, to be his driver, bodyguard. I said I work for free. Money's not the issue. I just wanted to be in his presence and learn the game. And he said, you know, you're hungry, and that's what he was looking for. And I got on like that. No money, just being his coffee boy, taking care of the errands. And I did it because I love being there. And that's how, you know, volunteering, like Queen Diana said, you don't have to ask permission to volunteer. And it shows it's a great honor to the person that's given an event or that you're actually volunteering for. It's a way of giving them honor and respect for what they're doing. And again, these are intangible things that money can't buy. You can't put a price on it. And the education that you get, the real life experience, you couldn't pay for it. And also, you don't have to pay back a college loan because, you know, it's volunteer, so you don't have to pay back, worry about the college loan. But again, volunteer says a lot about a person's heart. You know, it all leads back to humility, you know, and if you can learn to put yourself, you know, under the bigger picture in order for you to be the picture, then, you know, that says a lot about your inner character. So I'm all for volunteering. I still volunteer. As a matter of fact, I may be in Florida on the 16th or the 27th to volunteer for our Queen Diana shows. So that would be nice, you know what I mean? And, of course, I would always volunteer for anything on the number one radio. Keep it locked. Don't touch that dial on hiphopnationalradio.com. This is the place to be. All you indie artists, you better keep it locked on this station. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Rico, man. Thank you, Rico. Appreciate you, bro. I really do. That is all about building the bridge right there, guys. And I'm just letting you guys know. I'm gonna go to a quick break. We're gonna do a wrap up, Robin, because these are some busy people on this line, and I wanted to make sure that before we close out with them that they give you a website or something that they are part of that they can give you the nuts and bolts of how to get in touch with them through this social media fair that we have on the internet. So we'll be back in just a minute. Here is, hold on, guys. We'll be back in a minute, so just taking a quick break. Be back in just a minute. Here's Addy Mo Flavor, AMF.
Yeah. I'm destined to be nothing but the best. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Destined to be nothing but the best. Addy Mo Flavor.
Yeah.
Not lucky, yeah, I'm blessed. Now you can lie down on the sofa all day doing nothing. That's your life, I gotta make a way in these shoes that provide and I capture it. Night and the breathtaking day, it's these moments I choose to be with me. To stay past the cemetery, say goodbye to the grave. This life I love is forever,
forever.
Through the gates of leprechaun's treasure. Looking down, surrounded by this is our life. Together, I believe we will win. Forget about what they say. Moving forward, away from sin. Risen from the rising. In this I stand firm. Yes, Lord, I do believe that I am destined to be nothing but the best. Addy Mo Flavor, AMF.
The jamming or slamming competition is in full throttle, giving you the chance to be treated like the star you are. Dynamic Beauty Expo has joined forces with Hip Hop National Radio for one of the country's most rewarding artists and music contests. The jamming or slamming competition. If you're an artist who has what it takes and wins, then you and the guests will receive dynamic VIP treatment with a one-night hotel accommodation on South Beach, transportation services, access to all Dynamic's events, along with a dynamic swag. This is your chance.
Your chance
to not just perform live,
but be the featured premier act on the Dynamic stage with the winning selection at the Dynamic Beauty Expo,
September 16th and 17th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. For more information on how you can win and enter, visit www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com. The only way to win is to register. Visit online now at www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. I'd like to talk with you about Doctors Without Borders. This is an international medical humanitarian organization working in nearly 70 countries to assist people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. The battle in Somalia continues against the deadly combination of measles and acute malnutrition, which affects children in particular in the overcrowded refugee camps. Doctors Without Borders is there, making a difference. You too can make a difference. If you feel strongly about poverty, violence against women and children, make a one-time donation or give monthly. It's easy. Visit doctorswithoutborders.org and give them the tools and the resources to make a difference. This PSA is brought to you by ValderBBShow.com and Hip Hop National Magazine on the web at HipHopNational.com. Neither organization is affiliated with Doctors Without Borders or its founder, MSF. We do not accept donations. We simply make a difference.
Hip Hop National is now hiring interns and salespeople. Call us today at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555 for more details.
All right, you got it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about why is it important not to burn bridges in the entertainment industry. And with me speaking of not burning bridges, let me make sure I do the right thing for my team, guys. I just want to let you guys know. We are currently running a promotion for the artists right now. And those who are listening, according to our CEO of our magazine, which is Myra Morris, we are doing running plugs right now, $25 for your name and music under your genre. Musically, that's generally in the magazine. And then under the genre of the magazine, where you're talking about your certain music, right genre and stuff like that, it's in the featured area. There'll be a $50 charge for your name, photo, and music link. So definitely you want to contact us right now at Hip Hop National Radio. If you're interested, you can call us at 877-580-8555, and that way we can tell you the details of how to sign up. We also are looking forward for the Jam It or Slam It competition. We're going to be having the Jam It or Slam It competition. We're going to have at the Miami Beach Convention Center, Dynamic Beauty Expo is putting on the Jam It or Slam It event for this time, and they're giving up the prize of being able to perform live at the Miami Beach Convention Center. You're going to have hotel accommodation along with travel accommodation when you hit our city, and you're going to have red carpet treatment once you get in the building. So definitely you want to be a part of that. If you haven't yet, go to jamitorslamit.net. That's a direct link to sign up for the program. Jam It or Slam It is for free. So definitely you want to get your music on to Hip Hop National Radio. Before we get back into the topic, I see two people have raised their hand, and we're going to go to their minds first, and then we're going to do a wrap-up round robin with my guest. 843-926, you know. Have the floor. Please tell us where you're calling in from and what is your name.
All right, I'm calling in from South Cat. It's your boy, P. Trap, getting in. And I was listening to you guys earlier, you know what I mean, add a little bit on in the segment that you don't want to cross, you don't want to burn a bridge. Basically, you know what I'm saying, that you're going to have to cross again, you know what I'm saying, you know. And a lot of people, you know what I mean, that's what's going on basically, you know what I mean. You never know when you're going to need somebody. You never know when the next person is going to need you. So we need to keep the lines of communication open, you know what I'm saying, and be more receptive to dealing with people, you know? So I commend you guys on that. You guys keeping God first. I definitely dig that. One brother said, was like, yo, God, he'll take you through hell and get you to the mountaintop. You just got to know that God is the God of the God of the valley and the mountaintop as well. He's going to be there with you always. He'll never leave you. You dig?
I dig, brother. I sure dig it. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for your comment, man. I appreciate it. Do come back again. We're on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We have various topics about this business of music. It's all to help our music community. I'm going to go to area code 646705. Please state your name. Where you from?
Robin Watkins, So Sexy Magazine.
Robin Watkins, how you doing, Robin?
Okay, how you doing, brother?
Welcome to Hip Hop National.
Hey, I feel very welcome. I was like listening in. I'm like, all right, beautiful.
You know, I have to show you love, Robin. Good. Thanks for coming. And that's another. That's a Robin. You came through Dante Buskey too, correct?
Yes, I came through Dante Buskey.
All right, Dante Buskey's on the ground. Yeah, he's the man. And with that said, I'm going to go to his line. He just raised his hand. Dante, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how you doing? Good, brother.
Dante,
how's everything going?
Dante,
I'm glad I was able to, you know, put people together and always, you know, grind and work hard to help out connecting people. That's mm-hmm. like a blessed gift that I see that God has allowed me to elaborate on being able to network with beautiful people into the world. So I feel honored and blessed, and give a shout out to, you know, our host, the Mostest, Lady Diane and Pebbles. I know they're doing their thing, but they with us in spirit. But I had to call in and, you know, show some love and give thanks to you and the panelists and everybody that showed me, you know, much love. Even though, you know, I just got in from the gym and everything, so I've been kind of running around today. And, you know, networking and stuff. So I feel blessed and honored to make it in time to call in and feel even greater hearing, you know, Robin was able to reach out to you, which was a blessing. And Rico and Diane, they all got my love, and you definitely got, you know, you got the love there, brother.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much, Dante. And I'm going to tell you like this, Dante. It shows through not only your spirit, but it come across in your voice, the type of person that you are. I'm going to definitely close out, and I'm going to let these our guests, because actually we're in overtime, guys, and I really appreciate you guys for hanging in there with me. But I want to come to you guys, let you guys please tell them what's your website where they can connect with you. Maybe a Facebook link. You can do that right here on Hip Hop National Radio. All I ask that you do is spare us that phone number. If they need to get in touch with you guys for other purposes, they do come through our platform. So that's in respect to what we do. Diane, you first. Coming to you.
My website? The website is...
Well, before you do that, Diane, give me your closing statement. Give me three tips of advice that you would tell our audience of things that they should do in staying connected with the people around them.
I would say show up, call people, connect with them, and do it from the heart. Do it knowing that what you do is from the heart. And just really reach out to people and keep an open mind. And like I said, keep your mind open. It's like a parachute. It works best when it's open. So be open to receiving and just go out there and make it happen. And I just want to thank Dante for bringing me on the show tonight. A big shout out to him. Big shout out to all the guests on the line for giving me the honor to speak out to them and just inspire some people. And for you, to really having me on the show, it was really an honor, and I'm blessed to be a part of this program. And I'm just hoping that, you know, if we could change a few lives out there and change a few people's mindset, we've done our work.
Diane, and to be honest with you, ultimately, that's what it's all about. It's about being able to touch someone and connect with them and do God's will in changing a heart to kind of give them longevity in life and probably eternal life. But that's my spiel. I'm a Christian, guys, and sometimes that'll come across the board. So just letting you guys know. So, Rico.
Yes, sir.
I'll give it to you. Give me your three tips of advice that you would give my audience first. And then go ahead and tell them. Oh, I don't think Diane did hers. Diane, tell them how
she didn't give her website or whatever.
Diane, tell them how they connect with you, man.
You can visit my website at thediva.com. And the Diva is drive, intent, value, always. So it's thedivaconnection.com. And you can email me at info@thedivaconnection.com.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Diane. Appreciate that. And and believe me, I appreciate you being on the air with us tonight. Rico.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Brother Poetic. Okay. To pick up where you left off. My three words would be to go with the listeners and the fellow panelists would be just treat everybody that you meet or that you interact with the way you want to be treated, and just try to keep honor, loyalty, and respect, those three principles, you know, in mind when you're interacting with others, and I think that you'll come out on top. Like the other callers called in and said karma, you know, you put out good karma, you get karma, good karma back, you know what I mean? And try not to let your mouth make a donkey out of you, and you'll be good.
Yeah, and I'm gonna touch notes on another valid point that you made in your questionnaire today. You said something about giving back to a community, the incarcerated, and all of that too. Giving back. That's a way to build a bridge because you never know. See, sometimes people go through things and they go through a part of their life where they go through the ruffles. And they exude a character that really was just them in their youth. They become men, and they need someone to talk to them and advise to them and put them back on path. And that same person who you put back on path might be the CEO of an organization one day that may be able to help you out. So I really thought about that. I just wanted to at least open it up in the air.
Thank you. And just to follow up, as far as I just wanted to thank all the guests that tuned in tonight, my esteemed panel, Queen Diana, Lady Maya, of course the host, Mr. Poetic, and Lady Di, and of course Dante's in the house. Thank you, Dante. And I just wanted to say that I can be reached. You can connect me through the number one radio station, which is Hip Hop National Radio. You can always contact me through them. We're joined at the hip. And if you want to Google me on Facebook, it's just a Facebook /Rico, R-I-C-O, Diego, 7. Or you can Google me. I'm all over the Internet. I am the Internet. Just Google AK-47, Shiite, that's S-H-I-I-T-E, Mafia, M-A-F-I-A, Records, R-E-C-O-R-D-Z. And again, thank you. I'm humbled and honored by this great opportunity. I look forward to bigger and better things with everybody that's on this panel as well as the guests that called in.
All right. Thank you, Rico. I'm going to go to Robin Watkins. Believe me, very busy lady, so I definitely want to open up the air to her. Robin, welcome to the show, and I'm sure you got some knowledge that you wanted to drop on them, at least on something. As far as 3 points of advice in closing out, what is the importance of not burning bridges in the entertainment industry?
Okay, first of all, I want to thank you so much. I've been doing some listening, and to me that's a very important thing, is to listen to each other. I heard some really powerful things being said in this last, like, quick 4 minutes, and I'm like, wow, if more people would just take the time to listen. I've been noticing that a lot of us have a lot to say all the time, you know, especially I'm from New York. So, yeah, we do a lot of talking. You know, but sometimes it's to take the time to listen to the other party. Inevitably, we're going to find something where our minds are going to touch and agree, and there's going to be a place where someone's going to state a need, and you can fill that need. That's how we start to build the lines of business. So for me, listening is one of the key points. I wrote down, be faithful. That to me is so serious that we say focused and faithful, not just to our own characters, which is a very heavy statement, but to the project, to each other. You know, in the face of adversity or when it seems like it's kind of easy to, like, cast a stone, you know, resist that. I've just been raised from the very beginning from a very beautiful mother and from wonderful teachers to know that no one wants to hear or see that kind of negativity. If you're perceived as a person who's throwing stones and throwing mud and trying to tear down somebody else's thing just so you can try to build up your own thing, that speaks of a person that's very insecure. It means that the services that you provide and that the products that you're selling and that the whole marketing part of it all, that's your biggest selling point. All you can do is throw something bad on someone else. Take that time to build on your stuff. stay focused on your thing, so that way your thing can grow. I can't get into the name calling, and I can't get into pulling down someone else's business or art. Another piece I feel is to be fruitful. I see the people. I'm not a promoter. I'm a producer, and that's the difference. A producer conceives of a new idea, and they bring together the materials, the people, the resources, the money to actually see those ideas become flesh and to be grown and to become real. That's the fruitfulness of it all. We're all put on earth to be fruitful. There's something here, whether we have a baby or whether we have a new business or whether we have a new product, goods, or service, we're all here to produce something. And then that's going to tie back to being faithful to the thing that you produced. You know what I'm saying? Be about that and make sure you nurture that thing until it really grows and it will become extremely successful because you put all of that effort and that mind and that blood and that sweat and those tears into it. It will grow. I say be friendly. And it sounds so simple, but I've gotten work as a performer, a singer, an actress, a director, a producer. I know some of it came from just relating with another person. They can look at you and feel your spirit, and they know you're a good person. You're friendly. We don't need to see that bad attitude before we even hear you speak. I mean, I'm like, if you have to stand in front of a mirror and really study yourself and your whole demeanor like we do as actors, you know, look at yourself as this. Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage, and we are all but players. We are all but players. People are going to look at our faces and our body language, and they're going to perceive a certain character. That may stop them from even working with you. So before you even open your mouth to burn the bridge, your whole facade could burn that bridge for you before you even get started. And the last thing I said is to be fearless. You know, be confident. Stand up and proclaim and know and manifest your success. Don't let other people stand in the middle, even with little tiny sideways conversations. Maybe it's better not to speak to these other people. Don't speak to them while you're building your foundation for your new project or your new work. Be prayerful. Be still. And see it completed in your mind, because our mind is very powerful. It can manifest. And that's it for me. I mean, everything else has been said by all of these really intelligent people online.
Thank you so much, Robin. You just gave us a mouthful. Really appreciate you coming through without a doubt. And I'm going to say this, and I have to do this in closing, guys. I have to go to Dante Buskey, but before I do it, I got to say I tilt my hat to this brother because Dante is a very humble guy. Dante is very well connected in this industry, and the more you get to know him, the more you see how this guy moves and connect with people. I have never met Dante face-to-face, but I could swear me and Dante has been communicating for over probably the past 8 years or so, building a bridge, getting to know each other, and the day is coming for us to meet. But Dante, I have to tell you, the connection has always been warm between you and I, and I really appreciate it. Thank you, Dante, and I'm sure you have something to say in closing to all the people, because honestly, this is the Dante family tonight.
Well, I give great honor and thanks, you know, to everyone, and I give thanks, you know, to the kind, hospitable words, you know, that you presented, and yeah, much respect and all love, you know, given, you know, blessings onto that, because it feels great to work with you and to be a part of, you know, the team of Hip Hop National and to do a lot of the great work to bring people together and like you said, relating to the good things that you said in words that God is going to set, He's going to set it where all of us, you know, is going to be able to meet and the joy is going to be even greater than what the people see, because what you see is what you get, and since we have the same the same heart and love for people, more people are gonna be taken by the light, and it's gonna overwhelm them because they're gonna realize that the light is not coming from us, that it's a gift that's gonna be coming from God and from Christ, which is love, and it's a light that shines that never goes out, and that's the inner glow that many people want to get, that which is where love, peace, and joy is, and I know with God's help, this is gonna come into fruition very soon, and I look great to doing more business with you, and I have a great feeling about the blessings that's about to come with the great event that you have to come soon, and the projects that me and Robin are working, I have a feeling is going to fulfill that, and you're going to see a lot of greatness in her personality and spirit too. You know, the day that you meet her too.
I already see it, brother. I tell you the truth, I already see it. You just know it. You can see it in a person's demeanor, the character. And welcome Mona to listening to our program. This is the Mona the writer show. So just wanted to let you know, welcome to our program. Appreciate you for tuning in. Definitely, it's about building bridges. I want to continue building bridges with everyone here and unite with all of you guys, because that's what it's all about. It's about us reaching out to a community and changing it and making a change, and that change start with us. And luckily, we are a venue or a cable or a pass through where we could be that light for our Father to give Him the glory at the end of the day, because it's not about us. It's a much bigger picture than us. And if we step aside to let His will be done, we will all get together and celebrate together as a unit, as one. Be honest with you, and that's the ultimate goal. I'm going to pray us out, guys, and I want to thank everybody, but I do want to acknowledge these two people, because they line is open. I just want to make sure they didn't have nothing to say before I close out, because I'm going to go into prayer, then I'm going to my You Say It, We Play It program. 954-588, did you have any closing comments?
Yes, I would like to say thank you very much, Diane, and all of you guys. There are amazing people. I can feel the beautiful energy from all of you. God bless you all. My website is galaxygirl.tv, like television. And then in Facebook, it's facebook.com/galaxygirlfans.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Galaxy Girl.
Of course. Okay. And one last thing, I would like
Go ahead.
Serve everyone and love everyone.
All right. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. 954-1923. Well, now
close out. Hi. I enjoyed hearing everyone speak on keeping the bridges, no burning them. Special shout out to Diane. I look forward to your speeches always. When is your next what event that you'll be speaking at?
Me?
Diane Marchese?
Diane is she's already left for the evening, but okay. I'm sure.
I'll check her site out. I do believe it's July 27th. She'll be speaking at an engagement Making Connections at Christopher's Nightclub in Fort Lauderdale, where she'll be speaking about Making Connections and Meet and Greet for the Business and Social Affairs in conjunction with Tony Major Events. And she will be hosting as well.
Make sure you guys invite me out, and so I can join you. My number, actually, I'll give it direct. My direct number is 954-461-3 8. Be sure to text me or not just text me. Give me a call and let me know, because I'd like to come to that event. Okay?
Thank you. It is called the Business and Social Affair at Christopher's Nightclub, July 27th. Business and Social
Thank
Affair.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you for tuning in. I cut you off on something that's very important. You said God bless everyone, right? Okay. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in, but I wanted to say before I close out, I say, Lord, thank you for giving us this platform that we can come together as a community and collectively to express ourselves, not only express ourselves, but in respect of everyone. We can grow as a community and evolve to greatness as you have put everything in order. The time is coming now. It is developing, and there will be an outburst because, God, you said so. That's how it is, and we believe it because you said it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Guys, this is how you said. We play it out. This is the time you call in if you want to. You call 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. If you don't know, now you know, because right now Hip Hop National is going to another level. You said we play it right here, right now. Get your music in. Just go to jamit or slamit.net. Upload your song now. Call us, and let us know that you want to hear it right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Here's KO with Cry Wolf.
I just want to say, there's no me without you. And you by my side, anything is possible. There's only one word that explains it. You're amazing. Shower rose petals draped in the walkway. Savvy, sexy look, let's ride in the fast lane. Yeah, the first time when you passed me, all I ever wanted was your time to make you happy. Hey, I've been known to real love exploring. I'm not searching for any more. So intrigued by your mind frame, never on those mind games. Styling, looking like a perfect score. Yeah, and to me you're a gift. Like Valentine for as long as I live. Got a smile I adore, keeps me really so uplift. Personality of class, not too many represents. Yeah, and a vibe so magic. There's no other way that I would have it. But my mission made me change for the better. And you and I can conquer this together. Amazing. Matter of fact, ma, yeah, you really got me dazing. Beautiful compliments on all occasions. And being with you, my heart is steadily racing. Yeah, you go hard. Cause baby got it all with credentials up the par. And we gon' be forever and forever is my all. You're my everything. Yeah, sometimes I question if I'm worthy. Pure, genuine, real respect, not earthly. Walk with a straight path, even though her body curvy. And compassion, what I love, mommy never wants to hurt me. Yeah, and the vibe so magic. There's no other way that I would have it. But my mission made me change for the better. And you and I can conquer this together.
If I didn't walk with a hands on my hip, didn't have cute lips or walk with a twist, would you holler at me?
Would you holler?
Would you holler at me? Yeah. If I didn't call till I needed some money, but I caught an attitude when you didn't give me plenty, would you holler at me?
Would you holler at me, babe?
Would you holler at me?
Take me out.
If I couldn't rhyme like 7, 8, 9 and I cussed all the time, but I looked real fine, would you holler at me?
Would you
holler at me?
I don't know.
If I couldn't read, had low self-esteem, but I paid for the bill every time we went out to eat, would you holler at me?
Would you holler at me?
Would you holler at me?
Word.
Is it all about the looks?
Maybe.
Is it all about the hair?
Maybe.
Is it all about skin tone?
Maybe.
Are you that shallow?
OMG.
If you rollin' with me, you gotta have that good hair.
Yeah.
Rollin' with me, everybody gotta stare.
Yeah.
If you rollin' with me, gotta be a 10.
Yeah.
If you rollin' with me.
If I didn't have such a beautiful smile and I didn't have rhythm, but I had a unibrow, would you holler at me?
Wow.
Would you holler at me?
Yeah.
If I didn't like Kanye's song, Touch the Sky, cause I didn't like to fly, but I had cute eyes, would you holler at me?
Would you holler at me?
Would you holler at me?
Look,
would you? If I had hair going down my back, but you found out that it all came in a pack, would you holler at me?
No.
Would you holler at me? Look. But if I was a girl with a different name, but my personality still never changed, would you holler at me?
Would you?
Whoa.
Would you holler at me?
Is it all about the looks?
Maybe.
Is it all about the hair?
Maybe.
Is it all about skin tone?
Maybe.
Wow. Are you that shallow?
OMG.
If you rollin' with me, you gotta have that good hair.
Yeah.
Rollin' with me, everybody gotta stare.
Yeah.
If you rollin' with me, gotta be a 10 if you rollin' with me.
Would you holler at me if I was a thick chick, but I did stay fit, couldn't drink milk, I was lactose intolerant. Liked parties, loved to see your movie, knew big shots, but never was a groupie.
Nobody.
Stayed up late.
Cinnamon.
your freak. Real sweet, she'll get you off for the night for the right price, whatever you like. Pot one of these, pot one of those. I got them fucking going for the low. 10 grand, that's my goal for the week. I represent the 7-letter, I'm a G. No handouts, no, nothing for free. Got to re-up money, now I gotta get me. Impala with the 5%, you can't see. Celeb of the streets, everybody know me. And I'm so St. Louis, show me where the guap at. Time is money, homie, you better watch that. Set the clock back, I'm an hour ahead. Snooze, you lose, or get indicted by the feds.
It's a mission on the street. Ain't nobody putting in work like me. Cause I'm a hustler.
If you touch me, baby girl, I'm touching you.
Okay.
I'm too hot to touch, I'm popping bottles and such. And when these women compliment, I thank them very, very much. Newest kid on the block, I make it also very hot. Put the pedal to the metal all the way to the top. Cause my dreams I pursue, my music's brand new. And I didn't have to moonwalk across the floor cause I flew.
Hell man, I wanna get down and break loose.
To have a tea, we're gonna be here for a while. The mood starts to loosen, she's up and now she's cruising. Typically you do not drink, but tonight, baby, we boozing. The dollar carry on, tell the band to carry on. After guzzling all these bubbles, we start feeling like the bum. If I'm tipsy, if it's even, suddenly it just hits me. If I could take this pretty back to my place, we could get friends. Yeah, Monday through Friday.
The one to be put in a category of house. Step on the scene, knock him down like dominoes. Ain't never had a strip and my fan base grows. I see them chicken heads showing off the body. I ain't doing none of that cause I'm a natural hottie. Getting deals left and right all the time. Major record labels, they be picking up on my rhymes. Musically inclined with my man by my side. Haters, they can talk but they ain't taking my pride. Possession in this worldwide music industry. Wear it on my shoulders, still walking gracefully. Making millions off of scratchy monkeys, sliding them beats. Heads turning by the mat, shakes hitting the street. Comatose taking over every radio station. All crowds turn it up, every race, every nation. Step on the scene, all my fans up on the shelves. We're making money, stacking up what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. We're going viral, taking over the nation. Step on the scene, all my fans up on the shelves. We're making money, stacking up what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. We're going viral, taking over the nation. You're feeling this, so turn it up a notch. Ziggy in the hand and the other one a scotch. Turn off your brakes cause we coming uninvited. Untie your dogs cause y'all know you wanna buy this. We coming up and I know you all be following. Looking at my stats, million fans, they be hollering. It's time for Davis, how we do it, ball away. Starting right when we show, got the people in the craze. We know what you want and we know what you crave. And every nook and cranny smashing like tsunami waves. We got the sound over an underground. Now I know you're telling people it's the best you ever found. I got your ears, and I know you all be listening. Searching on the web, you see my photos, they be glistening. We got the swag, and turn the vibe, ain't no surprise. Turn on my oven, and watch my stacks of dough arise. Step on the scene, all my fans, they wanna shout. We're making money, stacking dough, what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. We're going viral, taking over the nation. Step on the scene, all my fans, they wanna shout. We're making money, stacking dough, what it's about. Taking over the nation. We're waking up the music, getting out of hibernation. Got the
since you're bumping something good.
Got every candy penny Lolo jumping in the hood.
When my sound hits your brain,
then you spread the word.
West Coast flavor tripling it up to East Coast. That's how we get around anywhere we do the most.
We're coming at ya. Best believe we'll catch your eye.
Taking up all your senses at the end, you'll wanna cry.
We're stopping hunger. Cause you...
All right, you just heard the girl Kay Shiesty with Taking Over. Right now, up next is Meshé Moné with Outer Space.
Here we go. I gotta go into this meeting.
I really don't know what she's
gonna do. And all I know is she's gonna mark everything that's wrong. I really don't care.
Thank you.
a new year. Time to upgrade your car, truck, or SUV with the very best.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580.
Already Gear is ready to handle all of your promotional needs. If you are ready to see your name in lights, that's what we do. We bring your vision to life. We custom imprint t-shirts for churches, schools, family reunions, graduations, and teams. In fact, any and all kinds. We can actually create whatever you have in mind. We have great specials and discount rates just for you. We're Already Gear, where your image matters. Please call us at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180 and ask for Diane. We're always giving you valuable information on time. This is the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls.
Nah, 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 boo, boo, he chose the ugly duckling over you. He stole your boyfriend.
Photoshop. Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's K-A-Y-O. Visit online at KOblowkisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio.
Big T Studios, located inside Big T Bazaar in Sunnyside, Dallas, Texas. We have everything you need to take your career to the next level. If you need studio time, new beats, CD graphics, even video production, this is your one-stop shop. At only $25 an hour, Big T Studio gives you the industry standard quality at an affordable rate. Please call Big T Studios at 214-296-7817. That's 214-296-7817. This is your one and only stop to platinum. Tell my boy KB Lady Di sent you from Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.